RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Annihilation, now playing in area theaters.
Annihilation's biggest problem is that eventually it is going to start clearing things up and offering answers. However, while nobody knows anything about what is going on, and we are on the outside of the Shimmer, and God knows what is going on inside of it, Annihilation is strong, unsettling, and engrossing. The mystery is so compelling, there probably could be no satisfying answer to it. Remember the TV show Lost? The first season was its best, because there is a plane crash on an out-of-this-world tropical island with polar bears, a smoke monster, and characters who don't all add up. Lost began to lose its footing when it explained the island, and completely fell off a cliff when it tried to wrap it all up in the final episode. Annihilation comes nowhere near to wrapping it all up, but the ending could mean so many different things, we may have another 2001 A Space Odyssey on our hands. Lena, played by Natalie Portman, is a Johns Hopkins biology professor. In a case of obvious but blind foreshadowing, Lena lectures on cellular reproduction and the mind-expanding notion that all of us, humans, animals, and plants, come from that one single-celled organism some 4 billion years ago. There is no shortage of mind-expanding ideas in director Alex Garland's Annihilation, but this particular segment is easier to understand than the biology about to confront us. Lena's husband, Kane, played by Oscar Isaac, was killed in action a year ago, and she suffers in a depression, unable to move on from the trauma. Well, Lena thought Kane was dead. After the shock of Kane just walking through the house's front door, a government agent takedown, and being confined to the top-secret Area X, Lena is about to discover why all the secrecy. The Shimmer. The Shimmer is a bubble on the North Florida Gulf Coast, slowly growing in size, where whomever goes in does not come out. Kane and his squad of special operators went in. The only person to ever come out was Kane, and he is dying of multiple organ failure, unable to explain what happened in the Shimmer or how he got out of it. Lena wants answers. Volunteering to join the next mission going in, Lena is surprised it will be comprised of 5 women. In the film's best line, Lena asks, "All women?" "All scientists," one of the team members confirms. Annihilation has 5 female leads, and while it mostly comes off as the most normal thing in the world, it is noticeably more refreshing to watch this particular cast rather than 5 impossibly muscled male action heroes. The less you know going in about what is inside the Shimmer, the better. Don't peek too much at what is in store. There are creatures and plant life we've never seen before to discover, along with the mystery behind the cause of it all. Annihilation requires a bit of work on the audience's part. While many run-of-the-mill sci-fi films spoon-feed the explanations so you can nod your head along in understanding, that is not how Alex Garland works. Adapting the script from the novel by Jeff Vandermeer, Garland creates a dreamlike setting. You can say the same of his first film, The Amazing Ex Machina. Garland doesn't create typical sci-fi thrillers. He goes for the unusual. Superior science fiction uses bizarre and fantastic ideas to say something about the human condition, and Garland hit that out of the park with Alicia Vikander's More Human Than Human Android. Our 5 protagonists here each are a slice of those conditions and motivations. Lena is going for a cure and a fight. Expedition leader and psychologist Dr. Ventress, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, needs answers and perhaps transcendence at the end of the tunnel. Anya Thorensen, played by Genia Rodriguez, is a paramedic who is rational and opposed to anything which may undermine that certainty. And Josie Radek, played by Tessa Thompson, the brainy physicist, is accepting of the fantastic, as it is an escape from the mundane meaningless that is humanity. Cass Shepard, played by Tuva Novotny, rounding out the 5, goes in because it's better than remembering the past. We get answers by going into the Shimmer. That doesn't mean the questions stop. What if something that is completely destructive is also very beautiful? Is all, some, or none of this a hallucination? Must we destroy something we do not understand, or can we let it be? Is this thing dangerous or benign? Why did my husband volunteer for the Shimmer in the first place and ruin our marriage? That last one is more personal for Lena than those earlier rhetorical questions, but Annihilation's fulcrum is Lena's marriage and attachment to Cain over what is actually going on in the Shimmer. Annihilation is methodical and deliberate. That is not code for slow. For the amount of gore, tension, and straight-up medical horror on display at times, Garland doesn't run away with it. We're walking and we're talking. The running and screaming are for the Alien movies. I say dare to enter the unknown. You may not understand nor accept what you see, but you will certainly process it and be reminded there are never easy answers. You may even stumble over a metaphor of what we are currently doing to our world and to ourselves. As the cell biologist and Lena would say, God makes mistakes. We are imperfect. Annihilation is imperfect, but it is perfectly thought-provoking. That is why I give Annihilation 3 out of 4 stars.
Annihilation is rated R, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas.
Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.